In the 1970s, Carl Safina fished off the U.S. Atlantic coast for bluefin tuna, a majestic, warm-blooded predator that travels at highway speeds and can weigh as much as 650 kilograms.
I've seen acres and acres of bluefin tuna at the surface, exploding through the surface and chasing crayfish. It was often not much of a question about whether we would catch one. When the fishing was good, we just assumed that we would be going out and catching tuna.
Over the last 40 years, though, the global adult bluefin tuna population declined by over 80%. The trend has been driven by overfishing, coupled with surging demand, largely from Japan, which consumes 80% of the world's supply. In 1969, the International Commission for Conservation of Atlantic Tunas was charged with setting quotas and managing healthy tuna populations. They've failed in that mission, says Carl Safina, now president of the conservation group Blue Ocean Institute.
In the last 10 years, with the fish on the western side of the Atlantic pretty much demolished, a lot of the focus of the fishing has intensified on the eastern side of the Atlantic and in the Mediterranean. And that population is now falling apart. And the Tuna Commission has demonstrated on an annual basis its complete inability to control the fishing.
The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES, is a global treaty that protects 30,000 species of animals and plants. The CITES conference in Doha, Qatar, later this month, will consider the proposed commercial trade ban on bluefin tuna. The Obama administration announced support for the measure this week. Susan Lieberman, director of international policy at the Pew Environment Group, applauds the decision, which she says could be a game changer for the species.
It's extremely important in shifting what needs to happen, and we certainly hope that the administration leverages its leadership in the days between now and the CITES meeting to encourage other governments to follow this lead.
Including the 27-member European community, which Lieberman expects to vote as a bloc in support of the ban. As the world's leading consumer, Japan opposes the measure and could take a reservation or opt out of the treaty and continue fishing. However, since Japan depends largely on tuna imports, Lieberman says the focus will be on ensuring other countries don't opt out as well to supply the Japanese market.
If Japan unfortunately takes a reservation, they still have to have a country they can import from, because they can only then import from another CITES country that has a reservation. The U.S. will not take one. The EU will not take one. And we believe that the EU will exert sufficient pressure on the North African countries to do the same.
The ban would not affect the popular albacore and yellowfin tuna that end up in cans. Bluefin tuna is usually served as sashimi or sushi. Carl Safina of Blue Ocean Institute says he expects that with a commercial bluefin fishery ban, the species will recover.
You would see something probably right away, and then that growth would probably begin to increase at an accelerated rate, and in a decade you could see very substantial recoveries.
So your wish, Carl, having fished them, would be to someday be out there when the fishery is healthy?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's okay to use what's in the ocean. I just don't think it's okay to use it up or to demolish it.
In addition to the bluefin tuna ban, delegates at the Doha meeting will consider proposals to put trade controls on 8 threatened species of shark and red and pink corals. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.